I'll play the devil in StarCraft Brood War.
I like this, like, what strategies would the devil use?
in StarCraft?
So, Berserk, he's four-pooling, obviously. For Protoss, yes. He's cannon rushing. And then for Terran, his whole strategy is to, like, nuke your base with the ghost.
Yes.
Like, randomly somewhere. Like, it never works because you always have observers. Yeah. But he's, like, always trying that.
Just, I mean, the devil uses the biggest jerk moves in the game, pretty much, for every race.
He's like, and if he, like, somehow lives past that, he only does, like, cloaked units.
Yes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 14. I'm Time Asis.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And yeah, I can't believe we've done this 13 times already.
And we managed to get past the unlucky number 13.
Yeah, we didn't die. Our podcast didn't explode like we said it would last week.
Yep.
Yeah, the website is still functional. We have all our files, I think.
Amazingly.
Amazingly. And we have, like, double-digit listeners every day.
Every single day.
Yeah, which is kind of crazy, and I don't know who they are.
Okay, so do you want to, like, break down some of the numbers we're seeing for everybody?
Let's,
just so anybody...
Let's break it down.
Like, I'm pretty sure... Okay, so pretty much every day we have between 10 and 20 listeners, yes. 80% of whom are listening via some sort of other platform.
Like the ones that Podbean or any of those podcast download.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know which one.
We don't know.
We can only see it if it's iTunes or the website or...
We have a pretty good chunk of iTunes, too, though, to be fair.
It's like
20%
more than 80% is from somewhere.
Yeah.
And there are 10 to 15 just about every day. And I pretty much only listen to the episodes once, maybe a week, if that.
I listen once to make sure they're good. And then I'm like, oh, I'm never going to listen to that again.
Yeah, same. So that's two listens out of... There are like about 100 a week almost.
We had 23 yesterday, I think.
Yeah.
We've had like 50 a couple times.
So,
it's kind of crazy. I don't know.
These people?
I don't know. First of all, we should say we don't want to alienate them as we're doing right now. We appreciate you, whoever you are.
For real. Like 15 to 20 listens that's amazing.
I think
that's like totally non-trivial.
I shared this theory. I think there's like a family in like Nevada or something, and they just all listen to our they're like really close-knit. They don't have like they don't do the Twitter thing because, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
No one needs to, like, I don't judge you if you don't use Twitter. I get it. It's stupid. So like they don't use the Twitter thing. They're just like one of the kids like one day found us on like one of those podcast things, and he's like, hey, family, this is a cool podcast. And he got, like, everyone hooked on it, and they all listen now, like, every
time.
They
all, like, they gather around the table at supper time and listen to the show.
Like an old vacuum tube, like, radio thing they have it connected to somehow. And they have to, like, dial it in. It's like, it's like, all right, need to dial to the right station.
It's like, oh, it's Thursday. It's time for a new episode.
But we're not that consistent, though. That's
But
yes, if we were, they'd be like, it'd be like in like the 50s when they would like gather around the old radio table, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's who our listeners are. It's like a family of like 15 people. They live in like Nevada, and whoever you are, I like you.
I like you guys, too.
I don't know who you are, but I like you.
Yeah, same.
So, yeah, that's it's weird. I don't know. We have listeners. We don't know who they are. We have some people on Twitter, but mostly, Yeah.
Mostly it's just that family from Nevada, I think.
The Smiths. That's what I'll call them from now on. The Smiths. So how's it going? What's been going on the last week for you?
Not too much. It's like a busy time of year at my job, so it's just been working.
Yeah. It's getting really freaking cold.
It's not cold at all here.
We're supposed to, have you heard that we're, next week, we're getting like a big, like, cold front from Siberia, and they're calling it the Arctic Blast. Did you hear about that?
Arctic Blast!
Did you hear about that, though?
No, I didn't hear
about
that.
Isn't that a good name for a cold front? The Arctic Blast. Yeah,
whoever named that did a really good job.
It sounds, to me, it sounds like a soda.
It sounds
like a Mountain Dew flavor, you know?
That would be a good Mountain Dew flavor. Mm-hmm. Like one that you can only get at Taco Bell. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. I think it kind of sounds like... Exactly. Uh-huh. You've played Marvel vs. Capcom, right? It sounds something Cyclops would say.
Oh, like a move.
Yeah, like Arctic Blast.
Like he changes his like visor up to like cold mode.
To cold beams.
Yeah. And then he like does it and it like freezes the opponent. And then he can like follow up with a combo that like breaks them in half or something.
Yeah, he can like switch to his regular heat lasers and then destroy the Arctic.
And melt
them. Do additional damage.
And then melt it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Arctic Blast.
Blast.
They're making a new Marvel vs. Capcom game. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard. I'm not real happy about it.
You're real happy? Is that what you said?
No, not real.
Why is that? Let's talk.
Because the X-Men were defeated by 20th Century Fox.
I know, they're not even in it anymore. Like they said, well, we don't know that, but they're not even like, they're not showing them in any of the trailers or anything. Like
I thought that they can't use them. Because they're no longer property of Marvel.
Oh, they can use them in games as much as they want, but they just aren't going to do it because it doesn't make them any money.
How? Like, that's every movie.
Yeah, but, okay, so the idea is, like, Fox has exclusive movie rights, but Marvel can do whatever the fuck they want with the X-Men wherever else. So they could put them in Marvel vs. Capcom 4, but they don't. They're not going to because... The idea is that it would basically just be free advertising for Fox's movies. So
that is really dumb and sad.
It is. So yeah, there you go. No,
that doesn't make any sense to me. Aren't there still X-Men comics that are being made currently?
Yeah, but I was talking to somebody who is a big comic reader, and they're kind of making X-Men not as cool. Like they're doing it. They're not doing as many of them anymore, and they're kind of defocusing on them like a lot and trying to focus more on their other characters that are popular in the movies. So
I thought that X-Men was really, I don't know, I really like the X-Men.
I mean,
movies.
I do too. No, I like the movies too, but I think as far as Marvel goes, because they don't have the movie rights, they just don't care about it anymore.
Yeah,
which sucks.
Yeah, that does suck.
So yeah, it's gonna be really weird playing Marvel vs. Capcom with no like Magneto. You know.
Yeah, when I think of Marvel vs. Capcom, I think of Storm, Magneto,
Wolverine, Cyclops.
Those are the big.
I know. Those are
characters.
Like the characters I immediately think of. Like yeah. I can't even think. Like I could think of Capcom characters, but like those are the all the characters I think of in Marvel vs. Capcom. Top of my head are all X-Men.
Yeah, same.
I guess Morrigan is the big Capcom character that I jump to.
Yeah, I like a lot of the obscure Capcom characters. I like Arthur and the guys from Resident Evil.
Which one's Arthur?
Arthur is from Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's fun. And then the guy that looks like a Lego figure from the Mega Man series, you know?
Yeah.
I don't remember what they're called. You know.
I'll remember it later, yeah. Everybody knows who that guy is.
Yeah. They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. It's a shame. I don't know. Marvel vs. Capcom 4 doesn't have X-Men. I don't know who they're gonna put in there, like.
Yeah, who else? Marvel is there?
I mean, they'll put Iron Man, they'll put Captain America, they'll
put
the
Avengers,
the ones from the movies. But like, that's not a full roster. That's like four or five dudes, you know. And a lot of them won't really make for good fighting game characters. Like, who's gonna want to play Hawkeye in Marvel vs. Capcom 4? You know.
I mean, he might be kind of cool, but
I don't know. Who's gonna want to play like Black Widow? Like. I don't know. It just doesn't sound too good to me.
I would rather play as Wolverine.
Me too. Or Cyclops or Storm. Or Magneto. But what are you going to do? Oh, and Doctor Doom's not going to be in it either. Because he's Fox property too.
That's just crazy.
Isn't that sad? Like, all the good Marvel characters from the previous ones are gone. What are you going to do?
Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Anyway, that was a tangent. But I don't know. I'll still probably get it, but it'll be weird.
I might. Yeah.
Yeah. I have, like, two really weird news stories for you. They're both in the Christmas spirit, as they were. One of them is kind of a continuation of our last week's, like, you know, we like the weird animal kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, we had a run-in with a beaver last week.
We had a beaver last week, yeah. This week we have a squirrel.
Nice.
And
in New York?
No, not in New York. Okay. Where was it? Seattle.
Okay.
And the squirrel stole 150 Christmas lights off of a house.
Without managing to kill itself
and get electrocuted. Yeah, it's alive. Like, they caught video of it doing it. And, he did it within 24 hours somehow. And he looks like he's chewing on them like they're nuts. You know what I mean?
So, are these the string lights? The ones that you string around your house?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And he hasn't got electrocuted yet, which I'm kind of surprised about.
Why did the squirrel want those?
I think he thought they were nuts or something, like really colorful nuts.
But
he
took like a lot of them.
No, that's
true.
Like, I would figure that. He should figure that out after one, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this isn't a nut.
He's gnawing on the light. And he breaks it open, and it's like a mouthful of glass.
And he's like, let me get some more of this.
Yeah, I love this.
Or he's like, this isn't a nut. And then he's like, maybe the next colorful nut will be a nut or whatever. And then he just goes back for more. I don't know. Maybe he had it out. Maybe he had it out for the owners.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, last week, the beaver, we decided it was because they made a Christmas tree store in his natural habitat. Maybe the squirrel has it out for the owners of the house. Like, they.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they used to feed him.
Yeah, or like they had a tree that they liked and they cut it down or something. Like, maybe.
Or yeah, they had a bird feeder. Maybe they took away the bird feeder because the squirrel ate all the nuts.
Yeah, like, I mean, squirrels.
Or bird seeds, rather.
Squirrels are pretty crafty. I think it could potentially have an ulterior evil motive here.
So he was just like, I hate you guys. I'm going to ruin all your Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm. According to a squirrel expert. What? What are you? Are you doubting the squirrel expert?
No, I'm not doubting. What, doctor?
Doctor Squirrel MD. No, I don't know. I'm not gonna read his name. I don't want to read. I don't want to out him on.
Okay.
He has like a weird John Kaprowski. That's the squirrel expert's name.
He sounds like a squirrel.
University
expert.
Of Arizona professor told the Huffington Post, which is where the article is written, that squirrels typically overprepare for the winter and do not relocate all their nuts that they bury. Thus, a few mistakes will equate to a spoilage of stored foods and will likely be of little consequence unless an individual starts to specialize on holiday bulbs across a neighborhood in a year of extreme food shortage. So maybe this squirrel was out of food and he had no other recourse, you know? And he's like, these'll do.
They'll have to.
Although he admits that they would have quickly realized that was an error. So it's obvious that the squirrel didn't chew on any of the bulbs. He's just like, oh, these are nuts. They're nuts. I know they are. And then he like stores them away.
I think spite is the better theory.
Yeah, I think so too. I think this squirrel is smarter than we're giving it credit for.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like these Seattle owner people,
you know, yes,
stringing up Christmas lights, not giving them nuts or whatever. All right, so I have a second story for you that's even weirder.
Got it.
So NVIDIA, you know, the video card maker, created a AI to write Christmas music. And it is really good.
Really good, like you like they're actually really good, or you're saying that like it's not good at all.
It's really creepy and bad. I'll just read one of the lines because I don't have...
He makes lyrics to
Yes, that's the best part of the whole thing. Like, it's put into, like, a really hokey Christmas-like melody, and then it, like, literally writes Christmas lyrics, okay?
How do they... What is...
I don't know, but it's fantastic. I want to find... I want to see if I can find the whole lyrics, because I can only find, like, a small line. Oh, here it is. Yeah, so I can read you the whole thing, but the best line is, it says, oh my god, there's more than one. It wrote, like, a bunch of them. That's weird. One of the lines is, I swear it's Christmas Eve. I hope that's what you say. The best Christmas present in the world is a blessing. I've always been there for the rest of our lives.
Yes!
That was one of the lyrics to the Christmas song. I could read a whole song.
Okay, well, assuming that this thing wrote like 15,000 Christmas songs, at least one of them was going to be creepy.
That's true.
Like, the algorithm they probably use is, like, you just need to pick a noun and a verb and just run with it.
It sounds very cheery. I'll read the whole song. I'll try to read it in the robot voice, too. Well, okay. You know what? I'm going to put the music up, and so I'll kind of listen. Lots okay. to decorate the room. The Christmas tree is filled with flowers. I swear okay. it's Christmas Eve. I hope that's what you say. The best Christmas present in the world is a blessing. I've always been there for the rest of our lives. Oh, I'm off time. 1.5 hours ago, I'm glad to meet you. I can hear the music coming from the hall. A fairy tale, a Christmas tree. There are lots and lots of flowers. And that's the end.
That's a good song.
Is it?
Though? It's a better Christmas song than I could write, probably.
I guess so. The soundtrack is very... It sounds like a MIDI, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in the background, it's like the backing music.
The old, like, a karaoke music.
Yeah, it's like... It's really bad.
I don't know why NVIDIA felt like they needed to do that.
I kind of feel like, you know, one of their programmers was like, you know, ran out of work or something. And he's like, hey, it's December, you guys. I got nothing to do. Can I write an AI that writes Christmas songs? And they're like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he just did it, you know. I mean... It doesn't look yeah. like it's that... I don't know. It doesn't look like he put a whole lot of effort into
yeah.
this. Because it obviously isn't... I mean, honestly, I would probably just make it so that, like, here's a bunch of Christmas words, and, you know, yeah. here's, like, verbs you can use, and, you know, boom. It doesn't really even rhyme, you know?
Yeah.
If AI wrote... Christmas. Well, if AI wrote music in general, it would have to be a lot better than this before we started listening to it, like, for real.
Yeah. It would probably have to start with something that's not Christmas music, too.
Well, yeah, Christmas music is a weird genre, though, because it's like, doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah. Like, and most why of it's not Christmas very good music. Anyway.
Yeah,
and...
it's like, why is, but yeah, but like, why is this Christmas music? Who knows? Yeah. It's very yeah. strange. I don't know. So yeah, that's, you know, I hope you're excited for our future where computers are going to write all our music for us and it's going to be all creepy and weird and good. And people probably won't even realize, like, 200 years when all the music is getting written from computers, like, they won't even realize how creepy it is. They'll just be used to it.
I wonder how long... Okay, so let's say that there is an AI that makes music that people do enjoy listening to.
They had an AI that did, like, classical music. But go on.
So let's just say there is a computer, though, that can make decent enough music to sell.
Yeah.
Would you admit that a computer wrote the music? Wouldn't you just take credit for the computer's work?
As, like, the programmer of the AI?
Yeah. Like, wouldn't you just say that you're using some type of, like, advanced, you know, version of Audacity or, like, some music software?
Right.
You would take credit for the computer's work.
Yeah, you would, yeah. I would think so. Unless you're doing it for, like, research, right? And then you would be like, oh, it's an AI. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, how would software licensing even work for something like that? Like, do you buy the software and then use it to make a song that you sell, but then wouldn't you have to pay the person who made the software a portion of your profits?
Oh, this is getting way deeper than I thought it would.
I mean, like, no, this might right. be a very no, serious right. issue in the, That's in the future. That's a good question.
So, like, yeah. if I create a music software that, like, automatically makes music
yeah.
with some parameters, like, the user can put in some parameters or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, it'll write lyrics for you, too. It'll do the whole shebang.
But the user, you know, he or she can put in some parameters about the music, like, oh, it's fast or slow or whatever.
Yeah, it's pop music.
Yeah, and then the computer writes it, and you have a hit song, and you put it out there, and boom, like, it's a hit. Everyone loves it, like... Do you own that, or does the guy who wrote the software own it?
Or does the software own it?
Whoa!
What?
I think the software owns it, then. Right?
Does it?
I mean, I think. Or the guy does. Well,
So there are electronic music artists that use these really advanced music creating platforms tools. To create music, but yeah. that's more of using, like, an instrument, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they're just using tools to write music themselves, you know.
Yeah, the software isn't actually writing the
right.
music.
In this scenario, the user's like, play me something funky, and the computer's like, here you go, and they're like, okay, I'm gonna sell this. Like, the computer's yeah. doing most of the work, 95% of the work here, in this hypothetical situation, you know. So, like,
yeah, so maybe this software would have to be, I guess, really exclusive, and maybe you'd have to pay a portion of all profits to the...
I think it would be, like, a shared royalty kind of situation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you'd have to give writing credit to the dude who made the software and mm-hmm. yourself for it to work. This would be a really good idea to get really rich.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you made a software that does this, and let's say, like... pop musicians everywhere start using this software. Like, mm-hmm. it, regardless of how much the software costs, like, who cares? It could be free. Like, you're getting a piece of royalty for every single song made on this software. You're going to be, like, the most rich person ever. You know, you'll be a billionaire.
Even a software that didn't necessarily make, like, perfect, complete songs, even if something that could just you do, like, inspiration type stuff, like, it could just create melodies.
Yeah.
Like, it could create a 10-hour sequence of melodies, and you could just pick the ones that sound
good.
That
you like the best.
Yeah, and then sew those together into a good song.
But you still get... The software still gets credit from that, and then you get royalties still. That's my point.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would work.
I think it would be a shared thing. That's the only thing I can think. I don't like the software has to get some credit because they're doing all of the stuff. They're doing work, but then you have the question of, like, is the software the writer or is the writer of the software? Like, legally, right now, it's the writer of the software, but I don't know. That's tough because that gets into the question of, like, artificial intelligence kind of things, you know. It's weird.
Are computers people? Do they have rights?
But, like, a computer that can just make bad music is not a person. You know what I mean?
Obviously, yeah.
Like,
even a computer that can just make good music
isn't a person. Like, you can't. No one can really argue that. I don't think. Maybe they can, but I don't see any argument for that. Like, oh, this computer's a person. So, like, in that example, no, they're not people. But, like, at the same time, they're doing something that in the past only people can do, and mm-hmm. now they you know, need to be able to own something? Question mark. I don't know.
Okay, this is a this kind of goes off a tangent, but it's sort of related.
I like tangents.
Let's say, okay, so recently Google made an AI that beat the best Go player in the world. It's
right,
called AlphaGo.
I heard about that, yeah.
So if a computer AI wins a Go tournament, is that kind of the same thing?
As this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say.
Because the computer's playing.
Right.
I think the way the prize was dealt with, though, is they just...
gave it to Google or something?
They gave it to charity.
Well, they gave it to Google, and then Google probably gave it to charity.
Yeah, gave it to charity.
Yeah.
Actually, I think AIs are banned from regular game tournaments, so I don't think this really counts.
Yeah, it's probably just like a prize for a show or whatever.
Yeah, you can't enter a computer program into a contest for humans.
So in that case, I mean, that computer is good at doing something human, but they're not human. But yeah. I mean, that's a good question, like, if they win, who gets the prize money? Like, what happens?
It's like AI slavery. We need to give the computers rights.
But, like, they're not, like, they're clearly not human yet at that point. It's weird, though, because it's like, you know, in order to really have rights, you as a being have to, like, want them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you kind of, like... Like, hey, why don't I have any rights? Like, that's when you give... Like, that's not when you give them rights, but, like, that amount of consciousness is when something has rights. Like, when they realize that they can have rights and they, like, you know, have the ability to influence things. Like, a computer that plays Go isn't going to even... They have no capacity to think about these things. Like,
yes.
It's like giving an ant rights. Like, they don't know that they... I don't know. It's a weird thing. What if a computer, like, had, like, a television show, and it was all done by the computer? And
I feel like there are TV shows like this already.
There should be, right?
But so maybe, like, not.
Or, like, a Twitch thing, or a streaming show, or whatever, and they have, like, all these people that subscribe, and nobody is, like, involved. Like, maybe someone wrote it, but, like, no one is involved in the show. It's all the computer doing it. Like, who gets the proceeds from that? Like,
I think whoever is most involved.
Does the computer get them? I mean, like, the computer doesn't exist as a person. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's like, where do we draw the line where it's like, okay, now you're a conscious being, you know?
Yeah.
And it can't be an arbitrary thing like, oh, you can play chess. You're a being now. Like, no, that's not.
Yeah, really. No, that's not how it works.
useful line.
Yeah, that's an interesting problem. I think Alan Turing had something called the Turing test.
Yeah, the Turing test. But that was like holding a conversation with the computer, right?
But how else? I mean, do you measure?
No, I know. I agree. But, like, that was like, if you were talking to me right now, and, you know, I was a computer, which I'm not, by the way. Just FYI.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Maybe I am. You never really know. And you couldn't tell I wasn't a computer, then I passed the Turing test.
Right. There was a Markov chain bot in Norway that passed the Turing test. I think it was either this year or last year. Yep. It was the contestants were told that they were talking to a 14-year-old Norwegian boy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess since kids don't really know a lot about things and are kind of awkward.
Anything, really, yeah.
A lot of people gave him the benefit of the doubt and did not know that it was a computer.
Mm, I see. That's clever.
Yeah.
So a computer can be the equivalent of a Norwegian teenage boy.
Yes.
Basically.
Who creates music and is good at Go.
Right.
And deserves rights.
Those are the three things computer... Like, for a computer to be a human, you must be able to play Go. Create music and imitate a 14-year-old Norwegian boy. Those are the three aspects of
that's
humanity.
Like when you go to the courthouse and you need to get, like, citizenship, except you need to
ship.
A computer goes there to get their sentient card.
Those are the three steps they need.
Yep.
It's like, oh, can you play Go? All right. Can you write
can
music?
You play chess?
All right. All right, can you pretend you're a 14-year-old Norwegian boy? Okay, cool, you're passed. I mean, that covers a lot, though, I mean, right? the game, either chess or go, covers like critical thinking, right?
Yeah.
And then the invention of music covers creativity, and yes. then talking like pretending. A 14-year-old boy covers communication. Those right. are like the three pillars of humanity right there.
More or less.
We've accidentally stumbled upon...
We just created a new Turing test.
A new Turing test. We did.
All right, it's called the Time Bat Test.
Yes, and that's what it entails.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. Like, we accidentally stumbled upon a good test of AI.
Okay, so...
I like it, the Time Bat Test.
I can't do any of those three things.
Well, then you are not a human.
Yes. My human card just got revoked by our test.
No, but you can do them. You just can't do them well.
Yeah, but, I mean, a computer could do any of those things better than me, is what I'm saying.
A computer could do any of... Yeah, they could. That's true. Yeah, so we'd have to establish some level of performance, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, you have to be this good at Go. You don't have to win at Go, but you have to be good at it. You have to, like, understand what's happening.
You have to do things that...
in Go. You have to, like, take a piece in Go. That's the thing,
yeah.
right? But you probably wouldn't be able to... No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm terrible at Go.
Oh, God. So you're not a human in our example.
I mean, you got me.
You can compose music, just badly.
It's
you
know? Just not, it's no better than that NVIDIA AI.
Well, you know, it's still music. Maybe there's like a panel and they like listen to the music.
I think they would give me a no.
And they like thumbs up or thumbs down. They're like, nope, this isn't good enough. Or like they, and then some guy plays Go with you and he's like a grandmaster, but he plays as like a novice, you know?
Yeah, he knows if
he
you're
knows
doing computer-type
Go.
Moves.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. he knows Go really well, so, like, he'll know what your moves mean and stuff. And he plays, like as if he was a novice at Go. And he analyzes your Go performance.
So and, this is kind of like a VoitConf test.
Yes, exactly.
Sort of thing.
Kind of a VoitConf kind of thing. And then for the 14-year-old boy thing, you just talk to, like, a 14-year-old boy's... mother, not really
right.
his mother, but like a mother or father.
Yeah, maybe figure. There's like a whole jury. You have yeah. like an actual 14-year-old boy, some parents of a 14-year-old boy, and people that know some
right 14-year-old boys. Yes,
yes.
And they're like, this sounds like a 14-year-old boy. Yes.
Like, I don't know about this guy.
And that's how you do it. Yeah. So you could pass. Because, like, it's like the VoitConf thing. So, like, they would analyze you and be like, well, this is really bad music, but it sounds like he was trying to make it good. So, pass, you know.
Yeah.
So, there you go. The Time Bat Test. I like it. You want to get into some fun questions today?
I'm ready for some fun questions.
Do you have any? I have a few that are good.
I have some.
Why don't you start? Because I had a really good one. I want to find it again.
Okay, I'll start us off.
All right,
should I name my son Cedric or Draco?
No. Is the answer
no. Nope, you got to pick one.
Neither. Cedric spelled C-E-D-R-I-C, like Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah, both like Harry Potter.
And Draco, like Draco Malfoy. Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wait, Cedric is in Harry Potter? There's a Cedric?
Isn't there a Cedric in Harry Potter?
I don't know. You're the Harry Potter expert here.
I'm not. I've just seen the movies. I think there's a Cedric in Harry Potter. I might be wrong and bad, but...
Harry
I'm pretty sure
Potter.
This person
Cedric.
Really wants to
oh, yeah.
name their
Cedric
son.
Cedric Diggory.
I don't know who that is, but...
it's somebody in Harry Potter. Okay.
This person wants to name their son that or Draco. Which would you pick?
Cedric or Draco? Like I said already, I'm pick neither. But if I have had to gun to my head pick one of those, I'd pick Cedric, because it's more normal of a name.
Than Draco.
Although Draco's a cool name, but not for, like, a human.
Yeah, that's so, a good, like, lizard name.
Yeah, like, if you had, like, a bearded dragon named Draco.
Yeah.
Like, that would be really cool.
But not your
child.
Son.
No, you know what I mean? Exactly. Unless your son is a lizard. Then no, I would not name them Draco. What would you name Cedric or Draco?
It's they both have pros and cons.
Yeah, what are Cedric? Let's enumerate the pros and cons.
So Cedric, as you said, sounds more like a human name.
Yes, right.
It's a more normal name. Uh-huh. But it still sounds not that
like
good.
Like Cedric.
It's still Cedric. with Draco.
I hope the 15 listeners we have are all named Cedric.
I hope so too. Like everybody in their family is Cedric.
It's like family tradition. They're like Cedric Jr. and Cedric 1, Cedric the second. Cedric the third.
Cedric Smith.
And then they have like hyphenated versions like Bobby Cedric. And Cedric John and
Cedric Draco.
Yes.
Yeah, we're really alienating people now.
Anyway, what's
so Draco, the pros of that would be it's a cool name. Mm-hmm. If you opened up like a law practice and your name was Draco, everybody would go to your law practice.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a cool last name, right?
Yeah, maybe not a first name.
I don't know.
Okay, so pros, it sounds kind of cool, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
What's cons, not cool? It's not a name for a person.
It's a dragon name.
Yes.
It's like a fantasy book name. It's not a human name. Cedric.
I'll go with Cedric. I don't want to name my son Draco.
I don't like it either, but, I mean, if I had to pick, I would go with Cedric.
Okay, so this is only tangentially related, but what do you think of the name Zelda Williams? You know, Robin Williams named his daughter Zelda.
Okay.
Do you like it?
I'm a little biased because I like The Legend of Zelda a lot.
Yeah, same. And I also like Robin Williams.
And I also like Robin Williams a lot. I feel like if I wasn't biased, I wouldn't like the name, but I do like the name because I am biased.
Okay, yeah. What I was going to say is, if you're Robin Williams, you can name your child Zelda, and it's great.
Yeah.
If you're anybody else and you do it, you're a jerk.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah. Like, he earned the right to name his daughter Zelda, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Anybody else, that would be horrible.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I like it, but again, it is like not really. I mean, it is kind of a name, but you know,
it's Zelda.
It's no Draco, but it's, it's still Zelda. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it'll come back around. You never know. People do weird stuff with names. Okay, this is a fun question. When you arrive at the airport in Hawaii, they give you a lei. You know, the wreath of flowers.
Yeah.
Wear around your neck. If every state gave you something upon arrival, what would it be for each state?
Okay, I'll speak for my home state.
Okay, Florida.
Yeah, they would probably give you some alligator beef jerky.
Like alligator tail jerky or something.
Yeah. Or like... I don't know.
A fish. They would just give a fish.
Here's a fish. A fish, some gator jerky. Maybe, you know those plants that grow on sand dunes that you're not supposed to pick?
Oh, I hate those things, yeah.
They'd give you some of those.
Give you a wreath of that. Like,
even though they're endangered.
Instead of leis, you'd get like a wreath, a necklace of that.
I think, sea oats.
And like seaweed, too, like mixed in there.
It smells really bad.
And it's really salty and like wet.
I mean, Florida does... I mean, it is kind of salty, wet, and smells bad.
Yeah, welcome to Florida. And then they throw a fish at you. And they're like, thanks for coming. So gross ocean things.
Yes. Get in
Florida. Gross ocean stuff. In Texas, I'm trying to think what you'd get. Either, like, you'd get a cowboy boot... Or you'd get, like, a bottle of barbecue sauce.
What about a cowboy hat? Or, like, a belt buckle?
Cowboy hat would be good. Oh, belt buckle. That's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, a really big belt buckle that you would never wear.
Yes.
Like, it's really big. Like,
and it says whole hog on it.
Yes, exactly. It says whole hog. Yeah, that's good. I like the belt buckle. That's good. What would you get? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say for Georgia, they'd give you some peanuts.
Or peaches.
I think more peanuts when I think of Georgia.
Though. Really? I think of peaches. But I can see. I mean, I get peanuts.
They give you a wreath of peanuts and peaches.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's like strung up with everything. Okay, hold on. Everything's a wreath now. We have to go.
Yes.
We have to backpedal. Everything is like, you know, the Lays, that's flowers. Everything has to be a wreath. So Florida is a wreath of seaweed and that other gross plant.
Just gross ocean
and, like,
stuff.
Fish bones and stuff. You know, yes. Like that's that. And then Texas is like belt buckles and like barbecue sauce packets, like, and leather, you know.
Yeah.
And then Georgia is wreath of peanuts and peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think of other important. California, you would. That's tough.
Drugs.
Just like every drug, just like,
yes,
on the wreath.
Well, one in particular, but.
Well, yeah, but like they would have like, yeah, parts of like.
You need the rest of them on there too.
Yeah, just to represent all yeah, of them, you know. You know what I mean?
Or maybe like In-N-Out burgers.
They're like,
that's
old.
What I think of.
They're
when
like
I think
old
of California.
And like,
yeah,
really bad. Yeah, yeah, burgers or and burgers and drugs. I mean that
got
really
all your bases covered.
Identifies California well. What would you get in Alaska?
Salmon.
I like how there's a lot of fish in this.
Yeah,
like we're very fish focused for some reason. No, that salmon's fine, though. I like salmon.
Or, like, antlers of...
Salmon and antlers.
Salmon and antlers, yeah.
Yeah, good so old just... Alaska.
An ice necklace.
Ice, salmon, and antlers. That's what you get.
Necklace.
No, the wreath is made out of antlers. Like, it's... like.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but it's like, that's the fiber of the...
It's dangerous to put on. It'll
right.
It can hurt you.
It can hurt you, but I mean, you're in Alaska. All right, one more. Yeah. What would New York get? I know that's tough. What?
The first thing that comes to mind is really depressing.
Do it to say
and
it.
Not a real thing.
Say it. I don't care.
Broken dreams.
Oh God. I don't know how to represent that though. You could like have like bills or like debt somehow, right?
Plastic bottles of alcohol and like maybe like a Coney Island dog.
Oh, that's
center.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, you could eat that late for later kind of thing.
Yeah.
Coney Island, Coney and
yep.
Like Coney. Rolled up paper or something.
Yeah.
Like litter. Representing the dreams, obviously.
Yes.
That's good. I like it.
I like it.
Yeah, New York's tough because...
I really like New York.
No,
but,
I agree.
There's so much diversity there that... How do you really represent it with one thing?
No, you're right. All right, yeah. Are you ready for another one? This one's really good. I'm really excited about this one.
I'm ready.
So, this is to you. I'm directly asking you this question.
Okay.
In a Devil Went Down to Georgia situation,
okay,
what activity or skill do you think you could beat the devil at? And what would you choose? Yeah. The devil comes down. You don't necessarily have to be in Georgia, but he comes down.
Yeah.
He's gonna...
He's looking for a soul to steal. He's
looking for a soul to steal. And he's like, I choose you. And he's like, I'll give you something made of gold. I mean, basically, he'll give you whatever you want. But you have to beat him at something.
Yeah. And if not, he'll take your soul.
Yep. And you can choose anything you want. Any competitive thing.
This isn't a fun answer, but I would opt out. But if I had
you
to take the duel.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. If I had to, which is a way more fun answer.
Uh-huh. What would
it has to be a one-on-one activity, right?
Yes. Well, what do you mean? You want to play like team sports with the devil or something?
I mean, I'm not as good at one versus... Like, I'd play him in Mafia.
Okay.
Sure. But that's not a one versus one activity.
Like, how do you know if he's what side he's on, though? That wouldn't really work, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're guaranteed to be on opposite sides, yeah, that so totally...
You know he had ruined the game. Any, like, hidden role game just doesn't work, because you don't... You need to know... Yeah.
You need to know.
You need to be on different teams. Like, you could play, like, basketball with the devil or something.
I'll
like,
play...
Those team sports you could do.
I'll play the devil in StarCraft Brood War.
You would?
Yeah.
What race would you be, though?
See, I would be Zerg. That's my main.
And
but,
so would the
you
devil.
See, the devil, he's the kind of person that does early rushes.
Ooh,
and I know that.
You just know the devil, don't you?
Yeah, I know the devil. He would definitely four-pull. And since I know what he's going to do, I could beat him. And you know what? In a game...
Hold on. You're assuming the devil plays Zerg and four pools is what you're
Of course he does.
He's the devil.
He's the devil.
Anyway, continue what you're saying.
So, and since it's in a game world, he can't cheat with his supernatural powers.
Oh, that's true. Because it's
He's limited by the inputs in the game.
That's true. And Blizzard would be there to oversee everything. No shenanigans are going on.
You know? I mean,
what?
Blizzard's kind of given up on Brood War, so
well, they would be there for this. If the devil came down and wanted to challenge a random stranger, they would be there for that.
Hopefully.
I would think so.
But yeah, I'd play him in StarCraft.
You could put it on Twitch. You'd probably get like 3 or 4 viewers from that.
Devil plays?
Playing?
People would probably just be like, this is so stupid. It's just a guy dressed up as
like, Devil plays StarCraft for souls. Yes.
I wouldn't watch that.
He has like 4 subscribers.
Actually, I would watch
that. And he's like, I'm really the devil, guys. I swear to God. And like, people are like, this is the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. But like, he really claims souls, like in reality.
Yeah.
But he does it on Twitch.
But people just think he looks really dumb and don't take him seriously.
Like, that's a terrible costume, devil, quote unquote.
Yeah, sure, you're the devil.
So you'd play StarCraft Brood War, and you know he would... what he would do. What if he changed it up? What if he went like Protoss or something?
Yeah, he'd probably... I mean, he's going to do an early rush no matter what race.
You just know that.
Yeah. He might play Protoss. He might do that thing where you build 2 gateways in the center of the map and then just build Zealots.
Ooh, that's super dangerous, though.
Yeah, but the devil would do it. No, the devil cannon rushes. That's what
the
devil does.
The devil would cannon rush.
Yeah.
He'd be like really clever about it.
So I would just be really diligent and scan my whole base for hidden photon cannons.
I like this. Like, what strategies would the devil
would the devil use in StarCraft?
So for Zerg, he's four pooling, obviously. For Protoss, he's cannon rushing, and then for Terran, his whole strategy is to like nuke your base with the ghost.
Yes.
Like, randomly somewhere. Like, it never works because you always have observers, but he's, like, always trying that.
Just, I mean, the devil uses the biggest jerk moves in the game, pretty much, for every race.
He's, like, and if he, like, somehow lives past that, he only does, like, cloaked units.
Yes.
Like, he's going, like, all Dark Templars as Protoss.
He spells, like, LOL noob and buildings on the map. That's the devil.
I would want to play the devil in StarCraft.
Same.
Sounds fun. Sounds like a fun guy. Oh, God.
What would you play the devil in? I'm curious. That's a really good
Not
question.
Not Brood War. I'm trying to think of what I'd play the devil in. If we're going by video games, I'd probably play the devil in Mario Kart.
Yeah, I think video games are a good choice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really good at video games. Well, no, I'm not really good at video games, but I'm good at video games.
Yeah.
And I'm really good at Mario Kart. I mean, I'm not good as like the Japanese players that play like 24 hours a day or anything, but I think I could beat the devil, you know. I could get the devil. The devil would play Bowser, obviously, though.
Obviously, yeah.
He's the bad guy. He'd use like the biggest, slowest, you know, cart in the game that like one hit and you just like fly across the stage off the thing, though. You
yeah
know what I mean? But yeah, I'd play Mario Kart. I think I'd be able to win. What would you I'm trying to think of like what I would do as like a challenge. Like, if I'm not thinking of video games, I don't know. It's a tough question. I think video games are safe because I don't think the devil's playing that many video games in hell.
You hear those dogs?
I hear the dog.
It's okay.
Is that the
Everything's
devil?
Fine.
Is that the devil? Knocking yeah,
that's
at your
the
door.
Devil. He's at the door.
He's ready. He's like, let's play Rood War. I'm ready. All right. Do you have a couple other? I think I have a couple more questions if you want to.
Yeah, I have a few more.
Let's do it.
What's the best advice you can give that rhymes?
What?
What's the best advice you can
okay,
give
I'm gonna, I'm that freestyling rhymes? This one, okay?
Okay, you start it and I'll end it.
Oh, good. I like it.
Okay.
Whenever you feel bad... I'm trying to give you an easy one here.
Whenever you feel bad... Make sure to do it like dad.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever
you could have used glad or sad.
I went with dad.
You could have used so many. I tried to give you like a softball with bad because so many things rhyme. You went with dad.
Just like, do it like dad.
That's our new show ending quote. Right there.
Do it like dad.
Like whenever we're done, you know, it's like, oh, this is the time I show blah 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 blah. Remember to do it like dad. That sounds really bad. That's fine though. It is now. Yeah, that's good. That's our advice. Whenever you
we answered it.
Feel bad, do it like dad. All right, you start one, and I'll do a much better rhyming
okay.
piece of advice. Yeah.
Whenever you find yourself in a bind.
Oh, God.
I think I might have just set you up for incredible failure.
My first thought was so bad.
No, you have to say it now.
Because I'm going by the do it like
dad. Is it the
like
word
dad?
That I think it
yes.
is?
I'm thinking of the do it like dad. So you're
oh,
like,
no.
Whenever you're in a bind, and the first thing that came to my mind was do it from behind.
Yes. I knew you would
God,
do that.
Remember
too.
To do it from behind.
Whenever you're in a bind, do it from behind.
Wait, this is the worst advice. Whenever you're bad, do it like dad. Whenever you're in a bind, do it from behind. This is like the most perverse poem, like, ever written.
All right, we need one more verse. Start it, and okay. It's a haiku.
Should it start with whenever again?
Yes. However you want. First line, and I'll finish it.
Whenever you have a plan...
Take precautions or you'll be reprimanded.
You'll be Ed. Dan.
You'll be Dan.
Oh, that verse was good.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. That was the weirdest advice segment of the show we've ever done, I think.
I think it holds up.
Yeah. Whenever you're bad, be dad. Or do it like dad, right?
Yes. And whenever you're behind... Or no,
when you're in a bind to do it from behind. Yes. I think I have one more here. Let me find it really quick.
Okay, let's do
feel,
it.
Da, 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 that was stupid. That one's dumb. Oh, okay. This is a good question. If you met someone claiming to be you from the future, but you were suspicious of their legitimacy, what question would you ask to confirm that it was truly you? You don't have to get too, like, deep with like who you are, but you know.
I would probably ask them something really personal, right, that no one would ever know.
Yeah,
which I don't know if I want to reveal.
No, you definitely don't.
Yeah,
that's boring. What if you like set up like a test for your future self in case you ever
test?
Yeah, in case you ever time traveled. Like, right now, let's establish the test. And for me, it'd be like, there'd be like a code phrase, and then like a passphrase, right?
Okay.
So, like, if someone comes from the future claiming to be me, I'd be like, the lark flies at midnight. And then the response is like,
but Journey of the Kingmaker.
Wait, what?
Or something.
No.
Yeah, but, like, they just say a random phrase.
No,
right?
But then he says, a random phrase. But then he'd be like, I'd be like, the lark flies at midnight. And then the code response is like, but the owl chirps at noon or something.
Yeah.
Right? And then bam, there it is.
That's a good idea.
So, but that would require you to, you know, essentially come up with that first. But I like that. I've always wanted to use, like, secret code things like that.
So. Yeah, there's, that's a big part of the book Valis. It's a really cool part of the book,
the code
too. Because you don't know if they're actually crazy and just saying weird stuff to each other.
Or there's, like, code words or whatever. And I imagine this meeting would happen, like, on a park bench, right?
Yeah.
And I'm, like, in a trench coat.
Yes.
And he comes up, and he's like, old me. And then...
I don't know why you're in a park with a
because
trench
this is how
on.
All, like, the spy things work, right?
Yes.
And then there's, like, I'm feeding pigeons, and he comes up, and I know it's me. I can tell it's, like, old me. And I'm like, the lark flies at midnight. And then he, like, pulls a cigarette out, even though I don't smoke, and he's like... But the owl chirps at noon, and then I like move my newspaper over from the seat so he sits down.
Oh. Maybe you say the first part, and then he opens up a newspaper and he circled the words.
Whoa!
But the owl, you know what I mean?
Because
he doesn't want to say it in case they're listening. You know what I mean?
I like how there's a they in this. Like there's some whole weird conspiracy thing going on.
I mean, you're on a park bench in a trench coat
feeding
pigeons.
And my future self is, like, coming back in time for some reason. Yes. Obviously, there's some kind of spy thing going on or, like, some Terminator kind of deal, you know? Like, shit's happening in the future and only can save it or whatever, right?
He opens up a paper and it's all circled.
The owl chirps at midnight. All right, you want to do some trivia?
I'm ready for some trivia.
Are you ready? So last week, I was doing it, right? Wasn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, you had trivia for me, and we're all tied up now. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It's 5-5.
Five to five.
So your trivia today, your three categories are history, Australia. And bird.
My three favorites.
I know. We always have Australia and bird.
Well, those are my top two. But
I know. So your possible lifelines you can use this week. 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 50-50, Monty Hall, phone a friend, ask a rando, or Rhyme Time.
Okay, I'm going to go with 30-second Yahoo, Ask a Rando,
okay,
and Monty Hall.
So you're going with 30-second Yahoo, Ask a Rando, and Monty Hall?
Yes.
I like it. Okay, sounds good.
Though Ask a Rando is proven to be the worst one.
It's also the most fun, though, so that's okay. Which category? I mean, this week maybe. I'll choose the category order then. You know what?
Okay.
So I was gonna ask you if you wanted a specific category first, but
save bird for last.
Oh, I'm doing bird last.
So
first category is history.
Okay.
What was the Roman name for the goddess Hecate or Hecate? I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Hecate. Was it A, Trivia, B, Vesta, C, Minerva, or D, Pomona?
I do not know the answer to that. I'm going to use my 30-second Yahoo.
30-second Yahoo?
Yes.
All right, let me bring up my old timer.
Hold on. I do not have Yahoo up yet. When you say go, I will attempt to open Yahoo and search.
The timer app on Windows 10 is really complicated, so I might need a minute.
Okay.
Remember last time I said it, but I accidentally said it for 10 minutes instead of 10 seconds.
Yes.
Okay, so 10 seconds. How do I go back? This is a weird interface. All right, 10-second Yahoo. I'm ready whenever. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, end Yahoo.
Heck. Yes, it doesn't say. Dang it.
You have 10 more seconds. Five.
All right.
Four.
I got it.
Three, two, one. What is your answer?
I am going to go with trivia. I don't remember which one that is.
That's your final answer?
Final answer.
Trivia is correct.
Nice. I didn't know that. That's cool.
You were cutting it really close.
Yeah.
You had like 5 seconds left.
I had to sort through.
I accidentally said 10 seconds. I meant 30 seconds. I'm sure you knew that though, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. You had to sort through what?
A bunch of ads and paid for results.
The whole Yahoo thing.
Yes.
It took you a while. It seemed like
you mean to search for Holiday Barbie 2016?
And then you were like, yes, I did. And you, and you got sidetracked. You went to like a Wikipedia black hole over that, you know, kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Next category is Australia.
Okay.
What Australian company is the largest surfwear manufacturer? What Australian company is the largest surfwear manufacturer? Is it A, Billabong, B, Quiksilver, C, Vans, or D, Hurley? Are you familiar with Australian surfwear manufacturers?
I know all of those companies, but I don't know which one is Australian.
Or which is the largest. Is there one?
Are they all Australian?
I'm not going to say that.
I don't think they all are.
Well,
okay,
even Billabong, if they're not all Australian, one of them is the largest surfwear manufacturer.
Okay, will you say them again?
Billabong, Quiksilver, Vans, or Hurley?
Billabong, Quiksilver, Vans, Hurley.
Da-na.
Okay, I'm going to use Monty Hall. All right.
What are you locking in?
I'm going to lock in Hurley.
Hurley?
Yes.
Okay. You're locking in Hurley, and I'm eliminating Billabong and Vans. So you are between Quiksilver and Hurley.
I thought it was one of those two.
Which, Billabong or Vans?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes! That didn't help me at all. I'm going to have to go with Quiksilver.
Is that your final answer?
Final answer, yeah.
Quiksilver is correct!
I can't believe it.
You know Quiksilver, right?
I really thought it was Billabong.
Yeah, I did too, actually.
I have a Billabong shirt. That's why I thought
that. I have multiple Billabong shirts, yeah.
Maybe it's just bigger in Florida.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Billabong is very Australian. Like, the word is Australian.
Yeah, that's... I think that's what I was thinking, too.
You were thinking, like, oh, Billabong sounds really Australian.
Ooh, Billabong. That's like a... Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently Quiksilver is Australian, too. But, I mean... If you think about it, I think Quiksilver does a lot more clothes, too. Like, they have quite a robust clothing brand. Like, I have a few Quiksilver shirts as well.
I have a couple.
We both used to, like, do the surfing thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm somewhat familiar with the brands. Anyway, are you ready for your last question, which is Bird?
I am ready for my last question.
Bird. And you get Omegle on this one, too. Which
I can't wait to ask
an
Omegle person.
The perfect bird, you know, the perfect question is Bird for Omegle. What is the largest songbird in North America? Is it A, the cedar waxwing, B, the northern oriole, C, the common raven, or D, the indigo bunting?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right, I'm using Ask-a-Rando.
I'm glad. Did we put a time limit on these? I always forget that.
Yeah, last time it was
two minutes, right? Okay. Let me bring it up. Time will start when you start talking to your first rando.
Okay. So it's the largest songbird in North America.
I still don't know how to edit these questions. All right. Okay. Yeah, largest songbird in North America.
All right. I am beginning now.
All right, your timer is starting.
What is the largest songbird in North America? I have a really loud keyboard.
I love how we can hear you typing away.
Hey, hurry.
Have they responded yet?
Yes!
What did they say?
Female, 13, live in North Carolina.
Oh, that's really young for Omegle.
Yeah, she's not going to know that.
Maybe she's a birder.
I doubt it.
A bird. converter. You can open multiple tabs. Like, you can open as many as you want. Like, you can Omega with, like, 10 people at once if you want.
Yes!
What?
These people just don't, are not interested in songbirds. I'll just say that much.
What are they interested in?
18 female. I don't care. What is the largest songbird in North America? Want to have some fun? No, I want the largest songbird in North America.
You have 56 seconds left.
Hurry. What is the largest songbird in North America? What is the largest song? Yes, a female.
Oh, God.
I want to... None of these people are real humans.
You what should is... just pick.
What's the largest bird? Help me, please.
The largest bird is a completely different question.
I have it copy-pasted.
What is the largest song, weird? You should paste all the birds and just see which one they like the best.
Jeez. I don't remember all the names.
You don't have enough time to do that anyway. You have 15 seconds.
Okay, well, last person. What is the largest songbird in North America? Hurry. I'm running out of time.
5, 4, 3,
all these people want to do is send me pictures of themselves. All right.
Did they send you a picture of the largest songbird in North America?
No.
Well, your time has expired. If you're chatting with someone that hasn't responded, I'll allow you to, like, finish.
Oh, no, they responded. I'm not...
They just...
Trust me, they're...
They have no interest in the song.
They're not going to help.
Okay, so, what is the largest songbird in North America? Is it the cedar? A, the cedar waxwing. B, the northern oriole. C, the common raven. Or D, the indigo bunting.
The common raven.
You're going with common raven?
Final answer.
Common raven is correct.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm impressed. How did you do that?
That's the only one I actually knew what it was.
Was that just like a gut one?
That was a gut one.
Wow.
Because I mean, ravens are pretty big.
They are big. I don't know what any of the other birds are.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Well, oriole sounds... Oriole is a thing. Like, I know an oriole, but those are small. Yeah. I think. I don't know. I'm not a birder. Is that
same.
It's called? Birder.
A
birder.
Audubon.
Audubonner.
Yeah.
Audubonner.
I used to get those magazines in the mail from the National Audubon Society asking for money.
Birding magazines?
I think that's what it is, the Audubon.
Yeah, no, it's birding. Yeah. I don't know why they're called Audubon Society.
It sounds more like cars.
Well, that's because it's the road in Germany.
Yes.
Right? It's like the Audubon. Maybe they have like birds on the Audubon.
Yes.
Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I don't think that's it. That'd Maybe cool, bird right? is German for fast, or... No, that doesn't make any sense. Okay, I'm sorry.
Bird and fast are like the same word in German.
Yes.
Autobahn means bird and fast.
And fast.
That would be the coolest language thing ever. So, like, if you wanted to say, that bird flew fast, you'd say...
That der bird flew by bird.
Der Autobahn von Autobahn did. Or whatever. Okay, do you want one final stupid question?
Yeah, if you have one.
Show? It just says, selling drugs, you got robbed, what to do?
Don't buy drugs anymore.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, you learned a lesson for cheap, so...
Oh, wow, we're getting really like... what's the dog? The anti-drug dog?
What?
Like dog? Gruff McGruff or something like that.
I don't know who the drug dog is.
Come on! No, it's like Scruff McGruff. Is that like a thing that I just made up?
I think
McGruff,
that's...
McGruff the crime dog. That's his name.
I had no idea.
Yeah, McGruff the crime dog. He's like, take a bite out of crime or whatever.
Bite out of crime. Yeah, I remember that dog
from
school.
In a trench coat. Just like me and future me.
Yes. I like how the people that made McGruff the crime dog chose to dress him in the most suspicious-looking drug dealer outfit.
He's in a trench coat. And he comes... That's how he does his drug deals, right?
Yeah, like he's comes like, hey, kids.
No, he's like, the lark flies at midnight. And then the kids are like, but the owl chirps at noon, and then McGruff's like gives them the cocaine or whatever.
Yes.
On a park bench.
On a park bench, right. While feeding some pigeons.
While feeding some, there's a lot of birds and trench coats in this episode.
I like it.
But that's okay. All right, well, what was our outro phrase again?
If it's gonna be bad, do it like dad. I don't remember what it was.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it was. this has been the Time Bat Show episode number 14. I'm Time Aces.
And I'm Bat Snacks.
And say it again.
If you got it bad, do it like dad.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for listening.